This is CNN Vantage Point. I'm Jay Over, investment strategist with CNN Wealth Management, and today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of May 2024 and our current outlook. Major equity indices shrugged off a challenging April and moved higher in May. The S&P 500 index reached an all-time intraday high of 5,341 on May 23rd. The S&P 500 finished the month with a 5% return. Growth companies outpaced value companies during the month, with the Russell 1000 Growth Index outperforming the Russell 1000 Value Index by 2.8%. Another blockbuster earnings report from tech giant Nvidia helped boost the relative performance of growth equities. Nvidia's stock has returned 27% in May and 121% this year. Strong first quarter corporate earnings and a weaker than expected consumer price index report provided tailwinds to equities. However, stocks retreated from intramonth highs as interest rates rose following weaker than expected demand at Treasury auctions and a strong S&P Global Flash U.S. PMI Composite Output Index report that showed business activity increasing to its highest level since April 2022. The 10-year Treasury yield ended May at 4.51%. Economic resilience has benefited commodities. The Bloomberg Commodities Index returned 1.3% in May and 4.4% this year. Copper futures reached an all-time high in May, with prices rising above $11,000 per ton before pairing some gains to finish the month at $10,040. Year to date, copper has returned 17.3%. Recent comments from Fed officials indicate no urgency to cut rates, and more clarity on inflation progress is needed. Fed funds rate futures are currently projecting one or two 25 basis point rate cuts this year, down from six projected cuts earlier this year. We do not expect a summer rate cut. We believe equity markets have adjusted to the higher for longer interest rate environment. Solid first quarter earnings have supported stock prices, as 78% of S&P 500 companies reported positive earnings surprises. Additionally, the economy remains resilient, with the Atlanta Fed GDP Now model estimating annualized second quarter economic growth of 2.7%. Labor markets remain strong too, with low initial jobless claims and an unemployment rate below 4%. These factors should benefit equities. We made no portfolio changes in May. Our portfolios have a neutral allocation between equities and fixed income. Within equities, we favor larger companies over smaller companies, given their greater financial leverage and more defensive posture. Core fixed income presents an attractive opportunity, with current yields at levels near 15-year highs. We'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you would like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. And if you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you would share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, we thank you for listening.
Tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.